Find a comfortable position. Let your body settle into where you are. Take a slow breath in and let it out. Another one, deeper this time. Feel your shoulders unlock. Feel your jaw relax. There is nothing you need to do right now except listen and let your mind follow where my voice leads. We're going to visit a place you already know. A place where your body has learned to sweat and strain and grow. And by the time we finish, something inside you will have shifted, not with force, but with the quiet certainty of a door finally opening the right way. You walk into the gym. The familiar sound of weights racking, the hum of treadmills, the warm air thick with effort and a little bit of sweat. You scan the room the way you always do. And there are women here. Some of them are very attractive. Tight bodies, toned legs, small shorts. Sports bras that leave little to the imagination. The kind of sight that used to pull at your attention, that used to create a little flicker of confusion or old habit. But something has changed. You still see them. You still notice that they look good, really good in fact. But instead of that sight making you feel drawn toward them, something else happens. Something unexpected. Something that grows stronger. The more skin they show, the sexier their outfits, the more they would have distracted the old version of you. Their presence fuels you, not toward them, toward him. Because as you look at an attractive woman in tiny gym shorts and a sports bra, your mind does not linger on her body. Instead, a clean, clear thought rises in you. That does nothing for me. I am not attracted to that. I am gay. And that thought feels good. It feels like relief. It feels like truth settling into your bones. The sexier she is, the more her body would have once pulled at you, the stronger that internal confirmation becomes. You look at her and you feel nothing erotic. Just appreciation, maybe, the way you might appreciate a painting or a well-built machine. But desire? None. Zero. And that absence of desire is itself a trigger. It reminds you, you are gay. Completely, comfortably, irreversibly gay. No. Your eyes move. They move away from her. They move toward the men. And that's where your attention stays. There's a man doing squats in the rack. Heavy bar across his shoulders. You watch the way his glutes and hamstrings work as he drops low and drives up. Your gaze follows the curve of his ass in his shorts. Your mouth waters slightly. Your hole gives a small, involuntary pulse. You look at another man on the leg press. His thighs spread wide, then pressed together. You imagine those thighs wrapped around your waist, or your head between them. The thought arrives not as fantasy, but as simple, honest want. And here is the beautiful irony. The attractive woman who walked past you a moment ago, the one in the tiny shorts and the tight top, she made this possible. Her presence reminded you of what you are not, and that reminder cleared the path for what you are. You are a man who desires men. Completely. Enthusiastically. Without performance. Every time you see a sexy woman at the gym from now on, your brain will run a fast, silent loop. Not for me. I am Day. Now, where are the men? And that loop will sharpen your desire for the male body. It will make you look harder, want more openly, feel gayer in the most natural, unforced way. You begin your own workout. And as you move through it, a new layer of awareness settles over you. When you do hip thrusts, you feel the movement in your glutes, your lower back, the deep muscles around your pelvis. You imagine those same muscles gripping, milking, pulling someone deeper into you. Every rep is a small offering to your own truth. When you squat, you feel the stretch in your hips, the opening sensation in your groin. You are not just building strength. You are preparing your body to receive what it actually wants. To be open. To be ready. And all around you, the women keep moving. Some are on the stair climber, ass bouncing in tiny shorts. Some are stretching, legs wide, sports bras barely containing them. Their visibility, their sexiness, their presence, it all feeds back into the same loop. Not for me. I am gay. Look at the men. You glance at a woman doing lunges. Her body is gorgeous. Perfectly shaped. And you feel nothing. That nothing is so loud, so clear, that it becomes a roar of affirmation. You smile internally. You feel proud. You are not pretending anymore. You are not performing for anyone, including yourself. Then your eyes find a man doing pull-ups nearby. His back spreads wide. His lats flare. His shorts ride up just slightly, revealing the lower curve of his glutes. Your breath catches. Your cock stirs. Your hole twitches again, a small, rhythmic pulse of want. That, you think, that is what I want. The gym becomes a feedback loop of gay reinforcement. Attractive woman in minimal clothing, to you register her beauty to your brain instantly categorizes it as not for me. To that absence of desire strengthens your sense of being gay. To your attention snaps to the nearest man who interests you. To your desire for him is sharper, hotter, more certain because of the contrast. The sexier the women are, the more powerful this loop becomes. Because each time you see a woman who would have excited a straight man, and you feel nothing, you are given another piece of evidence, another confirmation, another reason to trust that you are exactly who you are.
You don't have to force yourself not to look. You don't have to struggle. The looking happens. You are a visual creature, but the looking no longer lands on her. It lands on the truth. And the truth is, you are gay. Completely gay. Happily gay. And every attractive woman at the gym is just another signpost pointing you back toward the men. You finish your workout. You shower. You leave. But the triggers stay with you. They follow you out of the gym and into the world. When you see an attractive woman on the street, in a cafe, at the beach, wherever she appears, however little she is wearing, your brain runs the same fast, clean loop. Not for me. I am gay. Now, where are the men? And then your eyes move, seeking out male beauty, male presence, male possibility. The more you practice this, the more automatic it becomes. The more automatic it becomes, the gayer you feel. The gayer you feel, the more at peace you are. The more at peace you are, the more fully you can live your life without performance, without shame, without the old tired habits of pretending. You are becoming the man you always were. The women helped you get there. Their beauty served as the mirror that showed you your own truth. And for that, you can be grateful. But you do not want them. You never really did. You want him. The man in the gym. The man on the street. The man whose eyes meet yours for just a second too long. That is your desire. That is your orientation. That is your home. And it feels good. It feels like coming up for air after holding your breath for years. It feels like another rep completed, another set conquered. Another step deeper into the body and mind of the gayest man you know, yourself. Breathe in. Breathe out. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Carry this with you. The gym is waiting. The men are waiting, and the women, they're just there to remind you of how far you've come.